The Prophecy of Zacharias, Chapter 7. The people inquire concerning fasting. They are admonished to fast from sin. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came to Zacharias in the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislew, when Sarasar and Ragamalek and the men that were with him sent to the house of God to entreat the face of the Lord, to speak to the priests of the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Must I weep in the fifth month, or must I sanctify myself, as I have now done for many years? And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and the seventh months for these 70 years, did you keep a fast unto me? And when you did eat and drink, did you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Are not these the words which the Lord spoke by the hand of the former prophets, when Jerusalem as yet was inhabited, and was wealthy, both itself and the cities round about it, and there were inhabitants towards the south, and in the plain? And the word of the Lord came to Zacharias, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, Judge ye true judgment, and show ye mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, and the fatherless, and the stranger, and the poor. And let not a man devise evil in his heart against his brother. But they would not hearken, and they turned away the shoulder to depart, and they stopped their ears not to hear. And they made their heart as the adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts sent in his spirit by the hand of the former prophets. So a great indignation came from the Lord of hosts. And it came to pass that as he spoke, and they heard not, so shall they cry, and I will not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. And I dispersed them throughout all kingdoms which they know not, and the land was left desolate behind them, so that no man passed through or returned, and they changed the delightful land into a wilderness. Chapter 8. Joyful Promises to Jerusalem, fully verified in the Church of Christ. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have been jealous for Zion with a great jealousy, and with a great indignation have I been jealous for her. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, and the Mountain of the Lord of hosts, the Sanctified Mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand through multitude of days. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If it seem hard in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days, shall it be hard in my eyes, saith the Lord of hosts? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east, and from the land of the going down of the sun. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in justice. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strengthened, you that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, in the day that the house of the Lord of hosts was founded, that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no hire for men, neither was there hire for beasts, neither was there peace to him that came in, nor to him that went out, because of the tribulation. And I let all men go, every one against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people according to the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. But there shall be the seed of peace, the vine shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the Gentiles, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, let your hands be strengthened. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, As I proposed to afflict you, when your fathers had provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord, and I had no mercy, so turning again I have thought in these days to do good to the house of Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. These then are the things which you shall do. Speak ye truth, every one to his neighbor. Judge ye truth and judgment of peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his friend, and love not a false oath. For all these are the things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah, joy and gladness and great solemnities. Only love ye truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, until people come and dwell in many cities, and the inhabitants go one to another, saying, Let us go and entreat the face of the Lord, and let us seek the Lord of hosts. I also will go. And many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the face of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, In those days wherein 10 men of all languages of the Gentiles shall take hold, and shall hold fast the skirt of one that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Chapter 9. God will defend his church and bring over even her enemies to the faith. The meek coming of Christ to bring peace, to deliver the captives by his blood, and to give us all good things. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach, and of Damascus the rest thereof, for the eye of man and of all the tribes of Israel is the Lord's. Emath also in the borders thereof, and Tyre and Sidon, for they have taken to themselves to be exceeding wise. And Tyre hath built herself a stronghold, and heaped together silver as earth, and gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord shall possess her, and shall strike her strength in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ascalon shall see, and shall fear, and Gaza, and shall be very sorrowful, and Acharon, because her hope is confounded. And the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ascalon shall not be inhabited. And the divider shall sit in Azotus, and I will destroy the pride of the Philistines. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. And even he shall be left to our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Acharon as a Jebusite. And I will encompass my house with them that serve me in war, going and returning, and the oppressor shall no more pass through them, for now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just and Savior. He is poor and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of the ass. And I will destroy the chariot out of Ephraim, and the horse out of Jerusalem, and the bow for war shall be broken. And he shall speak peace to the Gentiles, and his power shall be from sea to sea, and from the rivers even to the end of the earth. Thou also by the blood of thy testament hast sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Return to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. I will render thee double as I declare today. Because I have bent Judah for me as a bow, I have filled Ephraim, and I will raise up thy sons, O Zion, above thy sons, O Greece, and I will make thee as the sword of the mighty. And the Lord God shall be seen over them, and his dart shall go forth as lightning. And the Lord God will sound the trumpet, and go in the whirlwind of the south. The Lord of hosts will protect them, and they shall devour and subdue with the stones of the sling. And drinking they shall be inebriated, as it were, with wine. And they shall be filled as bowls, and as the horns of the altar. And the Lord their God will save them in that day, as the flock of his people. For holy stones shall be lifted up over his land. For what is the good thing of him, and what is his beautiful thing, but the corn of the elect, and wine springing forth virgins? Chapter 10. God is to be sought to, and not idols. The victories of his church, which shall arise originally from the Jewish nation. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the latter season, and the Lord will make snows, and will give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. For the idols have spoken what was unprofitable, and the diviners have seen a lie, and the dreamers have spoken vanity. They comforted in vain. Therefore they were led away as a flock. They shall be afflicted because they have no shepherd. My wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will visit upon the buck-goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as the horse of his glory in the battle. Out of him shall come forth the corner, out of him the pin, out of him the bow of battle, out of him every exactor together. And they shall be as mighty men, treading underfoot the mire of the ways in battle. And they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders of horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them back again, because I will have mercy on them, and they shall be as they were when I had cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they shall be as the valiant men of Ephraim, and their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. And their children shall see and shall rejoice, and their heart shall be joyful in the Lord. I will whistle for them, and I will gather them together, because I have redeemed them, and I will multiply them as they were multiplied before. And I will sow them among peoples, and from afar they shall remember me, and they shall live with their children and shall return. And I will bring them back out of the land of Egypt, and will gather them from among the Assyrians, and will bring them to the land of Galaad and Libanus, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass over the strait of the sea, and shall strike the waves in the sea, and all the depths of the river shall be confounded, and the pride of Assyria shall be humbled, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, saith the Lord. Chapter 11. The destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, God's dealings with the Jews, and their reprobation. Open thy gates, O Libanus, and let fire devour thy cedars. Howl, thou fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, for the mighty are laid waste. Howl, ye oaks of Bashan, because the fenced forest is cut down. The voice of the howling of the shepherds, because their glory is laid waste. The voice of the roaring of the lions, because the pride of the Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, which they that possessed slew and repented not. And they sold them, saying, blessed be the Lord, we are become rich, and their shepherds spared them not. And I will no more spare the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. Behold, I will deliver the men, every one, into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they shall destroy the land, and I will not deliver it out of their hand. And I will feed the flock of slaughter for this, O ye poor of the flock. And I took unto me two rods, one I called beauty, and the other I called a cord. And I fed the flock, and I cut off three shepherds in 1 month, and my soul was straitened in their regard, for their soul also varied in my regard. And I said, I will not feed you. That which dieth, let it die, and that which is cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest devour every one the flesh of his neighbor. And I took my rod that was called beauty, and I cut it asunder to make void my covenant, which I had made with all people. And it was made void in that day, and so the poor of the flock that keep for me understood that it is the word of the Lord. And I said to them, if it be good in your eyes, bring hither my wages, and if not, be quiet. And they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, cast it to the statuary, a handsome price that I was prized at by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and I cast them into the house of the Lord to the statuary. And I cut off my second rod that was called a cord, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, take to thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For behold, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who shall not visit what is forsaken, nor seek what is scattered, nor heal what is broken, nor nourish that which standeth. And he shall eat the flesh of the fat ones, and break their hooves. O shepherd and idol that forsaketh the flock, the sword upon his arm and upon his right eye, his arm shall quite wither away, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Chapter 12. God shall protect his church against her persecutors. The mourning of Jerusalem. The burden of the word of the Lord upon Israel. Thus saith the Lord, who stretcheth forth the heavens, and layeth the foundations of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man in him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a lintel of surfeiting to all the people round about, and Judah also shall be in the siege against Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all people. All that shall lift it up shall be rent and torn, and all the kingdoms of the earth shall be gathered together against her. In that day, saith the Lord, I will strike every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and will strike every horse of the nations with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, let the inhabitants of Jerusalem be strengthened for me in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a furnace of fire amongst wood, and as a firebrand amongst hay. And they shall devour all the people round about, to the right hand and to the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place in Jerusalem. And the Lord shall save the tabernacles of Judah, as in the beginning, that the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not boast and magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, And he that hath offended among them in that day shall be as David, and the house of David as that of God, as an angel of the Lord in their sight. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of prayers. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for an only son, and they shall grieve over him, as the manner is to grieve for the death of the firstborn. In that day there shall be a great lamentation in Jerusalem, like the lamentation of Adad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn, families and families apart, the families of the house of David apart, and their women apart, the families of the house of Nathan apart, and their women apart, the families of the house of Levi apart, and their women apart, the families of Simei apart, and their women apart, all the rest of the families, families and families apart, and their women apart. Chapter 13. The fountain of Christ, idols and false prophets shall be extirpated. Christ shall suffer, his people shall be tried by fire. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for the washing of the sinner and of the unclean woman. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will destroy the names of idols out of the earth, and they shall be remembered no more. And I will take away the false prophets and the unclean spirit out of the earth. And it shall come to pass that when any man shall prophesy any more, his father and his mother that brought him into the world shall say to him, Thou shalt not live, because thou hast spoken a lie in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother, his parents, shall thrust him through when he shall prophesy. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be confounded, every one by his own vision, when he shall prophesy, neither shall they be clad with a garment of sackcloth to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for Adam is my example from my youth. And they shall say to him, What are these wounds in the midst of thy hands? And he shall say, With these I was wounded in the house of them that love me. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that cleaveth to me, saith the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand to the little ones. And there shall be in all the earth, saith the Lord, two parts in it shall be scattered, and shall perish, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, Thou art my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Chapter 14. After the persecutions of the church shall follow great prosperity. Persecutors shall be punished. So shall all that will not serve God in his church. Behold, the days of the Lord shall come, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. And I will gather all nations to Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses shall be rifled, and the women shall be defiled, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the rest of the people shall not be taken away out of the city. Then the Lord shall go forth, and shall fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is over against Jerusalem toward the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be divided in the midst thereof to the east, and to the west, with a very great opening. And half of the mountain shall be separated to the north, and half thereof to the south. And you shall flee to the valley of those mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall be joined even to the next. And you shall flee as you fled from the face of the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall be no light, but cold and frost. And there shall be one day which is known to the Lord, not day nor night. And in the time of the evening there shall be light. And it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them to the east sea, and half of them to the last sea. They shall be in summer and in winter. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name shall be one. And all the land shall return even to the desert, from the hill to Rimmon, to the south of Jerusalem. And she shall be exalted, and shall dwell in her own place, from the gate of Benjamin even to the place of the former gate, and even to the gate of the corners, and from the tower of Hananel even to the king's wine presses. And people shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more an anathema, but Jerusalem shall sit secure. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall strike all nations, that have fought against Jerusalem. The flesh of every one shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. In that day there shall be a great tumult from the Lord among them, and a man shall take the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall be clasped upon his neighbor's hand. And even Judah shall fight against Jerusalem, and the riches of all nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and garments in great abundance. And the destruction of the horse and of the mule and of the camel and of the ass and of all the beasts that shall be in those tents shall be like this destruction. And all they that shall be left of all nations that came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to adore the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall come to pass that he that shall not go up of the families of the land of Jerusalem to adore the King, the Lord of hosts, there shall be no rain upon them. And if the family of Egypt go not up nor come, neither shall it be upon them. But there shall be destruction wherewith the Lord will strike all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the sin of Egypt, and this the sin of all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day which is upon the bridle of the horse shall be holy to the Lord, and the cauldrons in the house of the Lord shall be as the phials before the altar. And every cauldron in Jerusalem and Judah shall be sanctified to the Lord of hosts, and all that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and shall seethe in them. And the merchant shall be no more in the house of the Lord of hosts in that day. Thus concludes the prophecy of Zacharias. The prophecy of Malachias, chapter 1. God reproaches the Jews with their ingratitude and the priests for not offering pure sacrifices. He will accept of the sacrifice that shall be offered in every place among the Gentiles. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by the hand of Malachias. I have loved you, saith the Lord, and you have said, Wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau brother to Jacob, saith the Lord, and I have loved Jacob, but have hated Esau? And I have made his mountains a wilderness, and given his inheritance to the dragons of the desert. But if Edom shall say, We are destroyed, but we will return and build up what hath been destroyed, thus saith the Lord of hosts, They shall build up, and I will throw down, and they shall be called the borders of wickedness, and the people with whom the Lord is angry for ever. And your eyes shall see, and you shall say, The Lord be magnified upon the border of Israel. The son honoreth the father, and the servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts. To you, O priests, that despise my name, and have said, Wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it to thy prince, if he will be pleased with it, or if he will regard thy face, saith the Lord of hosts. And now beseech ye the face of God, that he may have mercy on you, for by your hand hath this been done, if by any means he will receive your faces, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there among you that will shut the doors, and will kindle the fire on my altar gratis? I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will not receive a gift of your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down, my name is great among the Gentiles, and in every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation. For my name is great among the Gentiles, saith the Lord of hosts. And you have profaned it in that you say, The table of the Lord is defiled, and that which is laid thereupon is contemptible with the fire that devoureth it. And you have said, Behold of our labor, and you puffed it away, saith the Lord of hosts, and you brought in of rapine the lame and the sick, and brought in an offering. Shall I accept it at your hand, saith the Lord? Cursed is the deceitful man that hath in his flock a male, and making a vow offereth in sacrifice that which is feeble to the Lord. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the Gentiles. Chapter 2. The priests are sharply reproved for neglecting their covenant, the evil of marrying with idolaters, and too easily putting away their wives. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is to you. If you will not hear, And if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send poverty upon you, and will curse your blessings. Yea, I will curse them, because you have not laid it to heart. Behold, I will cast the shoulder to you, and I will scatter upon your face the dung of your solemnities, and it shall take you away with it. And you shall know that I sent you this commandment, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave him fear. And he feared me, and he was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equity, and turned many away from iniquity. For the lips of the priest shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth, because he is the angel of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed out of the way, and have caused many to stumble at the law. You have made void the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all people, as you have not kept my ways and have accepted persons in the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why then doth every one of us despise his brother, violating the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath transgressed, and abomination hath been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that hath done this, both the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this again have you done. You have covered the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and bellowing, so that I have no more a regard to sacrifice, neither do I accept any atonement at your hands. And you have said, For what cause? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, whom thou hast despised. Yet she was thy partner, and the wife of thy covenant. Did not one make her, and she is the residue of his spirit? And what doth one seek but the seed of God? Keep then your spirit, and despise not the wife of thy youth. When thou shalt hate her, put her away, saith the Lord, the God of Israel. But iniquity shall cover his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Keep your spirit, and despise not. You have wearied the Lord with your words, and you said, Wherein have we wearied him? In what you say, Every one that doth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and such please him. Or surely, where is the God of judgment? Chapter 3. Christ shall come to his temple and purify the priesthood. They that continue in their evil ways shall be punished, but true penitents shall receive a blessing. Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. And presently the Lord whom you seek, and the angel of the testament whom you desire, shall come to his temple. Behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts. And who shall be able to think of the day of his coming? And who shall stand to see him? For he is like a refining fire, and like the fuller's herb. And he shall sit refining and cleansing the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and he shall refine them as gold and as silver. And they shall offer sacrifices to the Lord in justice. And the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem shall please the Lord, as in the days of old and in the ancient years. And I will come to you in judgment, and will be a speedy witness against sorcerers and adulterers and false swearers, and them that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widows and the fatherless, and oppress the stranger, and have not feared me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I change not. You, the sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For from the days of your fathers you have departed from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, saith the Lord of hosts. And you have said, Wherein shall we return? Shall a man afflict God? For you afflict me. And you have said, Wherein do we afflict thee? In tithes and in first fruits. And you are cursed with want, and you afflict me, even the whole nation of you. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And try me in this, saith the Lord. If I open not unto you the floodgates of heaven, and pour you out a blessing even to abundance, that I will rebuke for your sakes the devourer, and he shall not spoil the fruit of your land, neither shall the vine in the field be barren, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been unsufferable to me, saith the Lord. And you have said, What have we spoken against thee? You have said, he laboreth in vain that serveth God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked sorrowful before the Lord of hosts? Wherefore now we call the proud people happy, for they that work wickedness are built up, and they have tempted God and are preserved. Then they that feared the Lord spoke every one with his neighbor, and the Lord gave ear and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and think on his name. And they shall be my special possession, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day that I do judgment, and I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. You shall return and shall see the difference between the just and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Chapter 4. The Judgment of the Wicked, and Reward of the Just, an Exhortation to Observe the Law. Elias shall come for the conversion of the Jews. For behold, the day shall come kindled as a furnace, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall set them on fire, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall not leave them root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, the Son of Justice shall arise, and health in his wings, and you shall go forth, and shall leap like calves of the herd. And you shall tread down the wicked, when they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet, in the day that I do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, the precepts and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elias the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with anathema. Thus concludes the prophecy of Malachias and all the prophets. The first book of Maccabees. Chapter 1. The reign of Alexander and his successors. Antiochus rifles and profanes the temple of God and persecutes unto death all that will not forsake the law of God and the religion of their fathers. Now it came to pass, after that Alexander the son of Philip the Macedonian, who first reigned in Greece, coming out of the land of Kitham, and overthrown Darius, king of the Persians and Medes, he fought many battles, and took the strongholds of all, and slew the kings of the earth. And he went through even to the ends of the earth, and took the spoils of many nations, and the earth was quiet before him. And he gathered a power and a very strong army, and his heart was exalted and lifted up. And he subdued countries of nations and princes, and they became tributaries to him. And after these things he fell down upon his bed, and knew that he should die. And he called his servants, the nobles that were brought up with him from his youth, and he divided his kingdom among them while he was yet alive. And Alexander reigned 12 years, and he died. And his servants made themselves kings, every one in his place. And they all put crowns upon themselves after his death, and their sons after them many years, and evils were multiplied in the earth. And there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus and Illustrious, the son of King Antiochus, who had been a hostage at Rome, and he reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Greeks. In those days there went out of Israel wicked men, and they persuaded many, saying, Let us go and make a covenant with the heathens that are round about us. For since we departed from them, many evils have befallen us. And the word seemed good in their eyes. And some of the people determined to do this, and went to the king, and he gave them license to do after the ordinances of the heathens. And they built a place of exercise in Jerusalem, according to the laws of the nations. And they made themselves prepuces, and departed from the holy covenant, and joined themselves to the heathens, and were sold to do evil. And the kingdom was established before Antiochus, and he had a mind to reign over the land of Egypt, that he might reign over two kingdoms. And he entered into Egypt with a great multitude, with chariots and elephants and horsemen, and a great number of ships. And he made war against Ptolemy, king of Egypt. But Ptolemy was afraid at his presence, and fled, and many were wounded unto death. And he took the strong cities in the land of Egypt, and he took the spoils of the land of Egypt. And after Antiochus had ravaged Egypt in the 143rd year, he returned and went up against Israel. And he went up to Jerusalem with a great multitude. And he proudly entered into the sanctuary, and took away the golden altar and the candlestick of light. and all the vessels thereof, and the table of proposition, and the pouring vessels, and the vials, and the little mortars of gold, and the veil, and the crowns, and the golden ornament that was before the temple. And he broke them all in pieces. And he took the silver and gold, and the precious vessels, and he took the hidden treasures which he found, and when he had taken all away, he departed into his own country. And he made a great slaughter of men, and spoke very proudly. And there was great mourning in Israel, and in every place where they were. And the princes and the ancients mourned, and the virgins and the young men were made feeble, and the beauty of the women was changed. Every bridegroom took up lamentation, and the bride that sat in the marriage bed mourned. And the land was moved for the inhabitants thereof, and all the house of Jacob was covered with confusion. And after 2 full years, the king sent the chief collector of his tributes to the cities of Judah. And he came to Jerusalem with a great multitude, and he spoke to them peaceable words in deceit, and they believed him. And he fell upon the city suddenly, and struck it with a great slaughter, and destroyed much people in Israel. And he took the spoils of the city, and burnt it with fire, and threw down the houses thereof, and the walls thereof round about. And they took the women captive, and the children, and the cattle they possessed. And they built the city of David with a great and strong wall, and with strong towers, and made it a fortress for them. And they placed there a sinful nation, wicked men, and they fortified themselves therein, and they stored up armor and victuals, and gathered together the spoils of Jerusalem, and laid them up there, and they became a great snare. And this was a place to lie in wait against the sanctuary, and an evil devil in Israel. And they shed innocent blood round about the sanctuary, and defiled the holy place. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem fled away by reason of them, and the city was made the habitation to strangers, and she became a stranger to her own seed, and her children forsook her. Her sanctuary was desolate like a wilderness. Her festival days were turned into mourning. Her Sabbaths into reproach. Her honors were brought to nothing. Her dishonor was increased according to her glory, and her excellency was turned into mourning. And King Antiochus wrote to all his kingdom that all the people should be one, and every one should leave his own law. And all nations consented according to the word of King Antiochus. And many of Israel consented to his service. And they sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. And the king sent letters by the hands of messengers to Jerusalem and to all the cities of Judah that they should follow the law of the nations of the earth and should forbid holocausts and sacrifices and atonements to be made in the temple of God and should prohibit the Sabbath and the festival days to be celebrated. And he commanded the holy places to be profaned, and the holy people of Israel. And he commanded altars to be built, and temples, and idols, and swine's flesh to be immolated, and unclean beasts. And they that should leave their children uncircumcised, and let their souls be defiled with all uncleannesses and abominations, to the end that they should forget the law, and should change all the justifications of God, and that whosoever would not do according to the word of King Antiochus should be put to death. According to all these words, he wrote to his whole kingdom, and he appointed rulers over the people that should force them to do these things. And they commanded the cities of Judah to sacrifice. Then many of the people were gathered to them that had forsaken the law of the Lord, and they committed evils in the land. And they drove away the people of Israel into lurking holes and into the secret places of fugitives. And on the 15th day of the month, Kislev, in the 145th year, King Antiochus set up the abominable idol of desolation upon the altar of God, and they built altars throughout all the cities of Judah round about, and they burnt incense and sacrificed at the doors of the houses and in the streets, and they cut in pieces and burnt with fire the books of the law of God, and every one with whom the books of the testament of the Lord were found, and whosoever observed the law of the Lord they put to death, according to the edict of the king. Thus by their power did they deal with the people of Israel, that were found in the cities month after month. And on the 25th day of the month, they sacrificed upon the altar of the idol that was over against the altar of God. Now the women that circumcised their children were slain according to the commandment of King Antiochus. And they hanged the children about their necks in all their houses. And those that had circumcised them they put to death. And many of the people of Israel determined with themselves that they would not eat unclean things. They chose rather to die than to be defiled with unclean meats. And they would not break the holy law of God. And they were put to death. And there was very great wrath upon the people. End of side one. Please fast forward.